My wife and I have been married for 6 years and we have a son together. Last weekend, she went out for dinner with two of her friends, but ended up spending the evening with a guy her friend knew from Tinder. She didn't come home and her phone was off, but she says nothing happened.
What?
I want to believe her, but what? I'm super worried and need advice about the correct response. She went out for dinner with two of her female friends, and one of whom was single and another who's married. Nothing unusual, just dinner and a few drinks. Evening started normal. She sent some pics of her and her food, some selfies, and looked to be having a good time. Then she sent me a slightly jokey message saying that her single friend had invited two Greek guys over who she had met previously on Tinder and who were in the city for the weekend to join them. So shout out to Yumi and her fantastic watermelon juice. Cheers. Very hydrating while we, I'm not drinking an alcoholic beverage, but whoever is, so.
Did we skip alcohol this segment? You drinking?
For
like a water.
What is it called? For Lent. Anywho, so it's a table. Y'all know the crew. It's your girl, Erin the Renegade. Rico, Amanda, and everybody hates Chris. No, that's an inside joke, but that's Rome. Rome the Thirst Trapper. So,
as he likes to say, giraffe. What's your numbers?
Wait. Can you please explain to us why you call yourself Giraffe 904?
908.
Oh, sorry.
I'm like, what's the numbers?
908.
Giraffe is my favorite animal, and 908 is my area code.
Oh, I love giraffes too. Second after my favorite, the elephant.
Wait, you know why? I really don't know why. I keep seeing videos on my explore page on Instagram of giraffes being eaten by lions.
What?
They keep jumping.
Why would you say that?
No, but it's true. They're jumping and they're biting at his legs because he's so tall. So they can only get his legs until he finally.
And they break him down. Yeah. Then they bite on his skinny neck.
Yeah, bro.
So yeah. Cool. But I love giraffes too. But elephants first, elephants then giraffes. So guys, did y'all see this thing we gonna talk about? I'm just
yo.
Why are you laughing at me?
Which email?
Yeah, okay.
Said, which email? Right. Can we condense?
Alan did send like 77 emails.
I open my email and I just Alan.
We're going to the moon.
We start condensing these bitches, okay?
Yeah. Does anybody else want to read it? Y'all want me to go ahead and keep going?
You want to redeem yourself?
Yeah.
It says, you?
I'm gonna get it. I gotta make the font bigger.
I told you I let you borrow my glasses.
You're gonna read two words at a time.
Wait, you ever be like next to somebody like on the plane or in the grocery store or something,
and
they
read
font?
That whole shit.
I'm like, do they know that I can see they shit?
Yo, I swear to God, bro, I was just in the airport and this dude had this font big as hell on his iPad Pro. I'm like, yo, this
He was reading like this. He had to move it around.
Yeah, he was sliding the screen. I'm like, yo, bro.
I figured that's what happened to me. That's what I'm going with, honestly. I never had bigger font before. So I was like, maybe it's time. Like, I'm at the age.
Do you get your eyes checked every year?
I got glasses, but I need them to drive. But the way y'all are on me, like, I think I just need to make it bigger.
No, I don't think it was a font.
So it says, I'm worried that my wife may have cheated on me and I need some advice before I drive myself crazy. My wife has been married, literally says my wife. So we'll say my wife and I have been married for 6 years and we have a son together. Last weekend, she went out for dinner with two of her friends, but ended up spending the evening with a guy her friend knew from Tinder. She didn't come home and her phone was off, but she says nothing happened.
What?
I want to believe her, but what? I'm super worried and need advice about the correct response. She went out for dinner with two of her female friends and one of whom was single and another who's married. Nothing unusual, just dinner and a few drinks. Evening started normal. She sent some pics of her and her food, some selfies, and looked to be having a good time. Then she sent me a slightly jokey message saying that her single friend had invited two Greek guys over who she had met previously on Tinder and who were in the city for the weekend to join them. That was the last I heard from her. She didn't come home as planned and didn't respond to any of my increasingly worried messages. She came home the next day at 10 a.m. Her phone had been off, so no way of seeing location. And I'm sorry. And no way of seeing location. This isn't normal. Thoughts?
She fucking get rid of her. I don't give a fuck what she said. I don't care what she said. Yo,
what did she say as to why she came home 10 a.m. the next day though?
We don't have it.
I know, but I'm just saying nothing happened. But
your phone don't go off.
Why did you come home the next day?
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did. First of all, okay, she liked the attention from the gentleman. You know your spouse's patterns. Mm-hmm. You know your girlfriend's patterns. All of a sudden, the phone doesn't work. The phone doesn't work.
And you're sleeping out. Crazily.
I would never. Oh my god.
You would never what?
I would never text you crazily. First of all, like that's you know what it is. Like you just beating a dead horse at that.
Even
point.
If you're worried, you wouldn't.
You get two texts, and that's not going to be crazy. Like you know, if I, like I'm saying, I know the pattern.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So after the first text, it's like, all right, bet she could be drinking, she could be whatever. Right. The second text. You had already told me you out with some stranger with the Greeks and
from Tinder. Yeah,
that was dumb. Greeks
from Tinder, I already know
with the single friend.
So what you could do? Dumb. I'm not even crazy, but what you could do is when you get home, the lock's gonna be changed quickly.
Your shit will be out
quickly. Nah, I know what it is.
Wait, who house is this?
It don't matter. It's mine.
You
now.
Got me fucked all the way up.
I'm not gonna lie. I can't deal with certain shit like that. Like
I'm not even a jealous dude, but you can't do that. Like that's just straight up disrespect.
That's the
my
thing
text
I can't deal
would
with.
Be like worry text, but I'm really just giving caution. I'm really just being like, okay, word. This is proof that I sent this one text at 12 a.m. I sent another text at 2 a.m. and they didn't respond, and they just decided to come home at 10 a.m. I'm cool. However, I react is warranted. However I react is warranted.
So she's the person at home.
Yeah.
I'm the person at home. Yeah. But I'm not really worried. I really know that you're doing some shit.
Word.
And this is for the police.
not the police.
This is for the police. This was
like
one text, two texts.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a position to be
your honor.
Ever.
Let me tell y'all how my messages go.
Mine will go, you got me fucked up.
Let me show y'all how my messages go. So, if I don't have a message, you know, by whatever saying, hey, I'm staying out late. So, I go to sleep. My little dog over there sleeping in the corner. Oh, yeah. My little dog over there sleeping in the corner, farting and snoring and stuff. I'm going to wake up, look at the time, be like, hey, what time are you coming home? Cool. Lay my phone back down, go to sleep. 3 hours later, what time are you coming home? At that point, nigga, I'm asleep. I'm done. You get home when you get home. And that's it.
The first text would have probably said, when are you coming home?
I'm still asleep.
But if I looked at my phone 2 hours later and you didn't respond, the second text is simply going to say, oh, okay. So you already know what time it is.
It's one of these.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And you speaking from someone on this council that's married, like, because you already got if he going to be that stupid or whatever, right. It's you got that reassurance and that security. I'm not crazy. I don't ever want to be a crazy dude. I don't want to ever be with a woman that could get me like out of myself like that. I'll give you two texts.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not about to sit up and worry myself, child. I got to get my Z's.
I can't sleep.
Really?
I can't sleep. If my girl was to be out and she's not answering, and it wouldn't be the fact that I'm worried I can't sleep. I can't sleep because I'm literally trying to hold myself together because I'm about to lose my shit.
Really? No, my anxiety is a bitch.
Somebody's about to get hurt. I don't know who it's going to be.
Adrenaline, boy.
It might be the person who tries to cut me off when I try to pull up where you said you were, right? But somebody's about to get this because, like, for me, you know what it is? It has nothing to do about the jealousy part. It's what you said. I can't tolerate a level of disrespect and inconsideration. It literally goes so far, like it gets to a point where I start making
not,
it bigger.
Not the glasses.
Yeah, yeah. I make it bigger. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, you don't respect me.
He gonna start tapping his foot just now.
Oh, you think I'm a bitch? Like, oh, you think you can play me? Yeah.
Come on, Rico. Do
you think you can just? Oh, you think you could just do whatever you want to do? Okay. Hey. You got me fucked up. And I think and
that's hilarious.
That's exactly how I'm gonna respond. I can't. But thing is, I'm very expressive, right? And sometimes when I'm trying to hold myself together, it's the worst thing to do because that's where a real bomb is made, right? If I at least get to express myself and just be able to get it out, I could just cool down and I won't give a fuck. But at this point in my relationship, we got kids. So now I'm like, oh, you really out here getting fucked while the kids is in the house with me? Oh, you're crazy. Like,
the kid's supposed to be with her while she's getting fucked?
Nah, but the kids better not be with nobody because like, cause this better not be happening.
No, I would throw that into my argument as well. So you left the kids home with me so you can go out
and get... And that's the thing. Like,
you messing around?
And he's married, right? He said his wife.
When
right?
your kid is yeah. asking, where's mommy?
Mm-mm. I can't.
My wife.
I am making stuff up, and that's going to be a part of my argument. And what?
See, I'm not making stuff up. My thing is,
y'all funny.
My thing is this: I don't have to. If I have to, I don't want to have to be reassured on your actions that are really strange.
Blatant.
Right? Yeah. Out of the norm. You know what I'm saying? So if you have to come home at 10 a.m. and explain to me why your phone is off all night and why you didn't go ahead and get yourself a charger, why it wasn't a priority for you to figure out how you can get into contact with me to make sure that you were okay, and you just pop up and you smile in my face.
Like ain't shit happened,
I'm going to lose it. And I just know me, right? That's just how I'm going to be. Now, if you do it twice.
What do you mean twice?
Because she did it twice. She left. And then they went, she made a joke and said she's about to go be with her Twitter friend.
No, I think it was just...
So you were out with two of your friends. One friend is single. Your other friend is married as well. And the married friend had the discernment to leave once your single friend called Greek men over that she met from Tinder. And you didn't have that same decision making?
I would be mad at that also.
That wasn't a key indicator that this is not...
I'm saying this from my perspective, right? Y'all know I live in Westchester. And let's say, for instance, I go out
White Plains.
With
saying that.
What?
No, I'm saying you.
I
go
was
to White
thinking
Plains.
That in my head, yeah, but I'm like, telling people where she you live. Said that. She said it before, so
Westchester is huge. So, like, I have two of my like friends that live here live in Brooklyn, and as you know, Brooklyn is far from Westchester. So, if I drive all the way to Brooklyn to hang out, right, and I drink, and I drove there 9 times out of 10. I'm going to just like spend the night, but I'm also, unless I'm like wasted, I'm gonna have to, you know, my husband's already gonna know, hey, I went out with Dammy.
You just said it.
What?
He knows your patterns. He already knows this.
Yeah.
She doesn't do this. And now she's out with her single friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like as men, we know what's going on when you say you invite the single dude from Tinder and he brought his friend, you know?
Well, I think that was the concern because he said, she was out with single friend and married friend, and it was just like no other. They always go out to dinner. He didn't think anything
of
it.
Yeah, that's fine. So she was an idiot.
Until it was the Greek guys.
You know what I realized we just missed?
What?
Why did your single friend invite more than one
You know why.
Guy?
You know why.
No, I'm saying
well,
for
maybe
him.
Maybe she didn't.
Huh?
Maybe she invited one and no, said, I'm no, with they, my... cousin who's also in town.
Listen, hold on, time out.
I'm gonna go back.
No guy just wants to play third wheel on a Tinder date, okay? Nobody's doing that. I'm only coming out with my homie if I know that the girl's with her friend too.
Swish.
And
because he said invited two guys.
Invited two guys, right? So now you need to understand, especially if one friend left, the married friend left.
It didn't say that.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So if one friend left, that leaves you and your single friend and two guys from Tinder. That means, and didn't answer the phone. So location was off because the phone was off.
What do you mean location was off?
He had her location.
The phone was dead. So there was no way of seeing her location.
He never said dead. He said it was off. He couldn't check her location.
Wait. You got your wife's, your girlfriend's location?
He said that.
Wife.
Yes.
Wife.
His wife's location. Yes, they share location and her phone was off. so he couldn't locate where she was at.
You got your girl's location?
Yes.
For real?
Really?
Yeah. You want to see it?
Why?
Let me see.
My last trip, I had her location.
Look at you.
As in my other phone.
Really?
Yeah, block that out too. Yeah. Actually, to be honest, like, I actually share my location with like 5, maybe 6 people.
I was about to say, I'd be wanting like, people's location. I literally said earlier today, I wish I had Aaron's location.
One time, right?
I knew how far she was.
If I talk to you often, I'm gonna share my location with you. Don't even ask me where I'm at. You know where I'm at. You see my location? Oh, you see I'm over here? I ain't gonna put the address or anything. You see I'm over here? You know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm filming. Don't call me. You know what I'm saying?
That's smart.
You know what I mean? Like, it kind of alleviates the questioning and the worry. And at the same time, you never know what could happen, you know?
I'll still be asking by accident.
I've never shared my location with
me neither.
I never had to.
Me either, but yeah. So what happens is...
I'm going to tell y'all what I used to do. When I knew I was going somewhere and somebody needed to know, I shared my location with my line sister. I was like, hey, I'm going to such and such.
Just in case.
If something happened, you... This nigga killed me.
I literally do that. Yep. No, I do that with my sisters, but I don't want them to have my location all the time. So if I'm ever in a situation like that, then I'll send my location to them and I'll give them whatever description they need to know. But yeah. I don't want to share my location with them like all the time.
I know where Rue is. I got her Apple tag on her.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. Like, me and my friend, but this is before sharing location was a thing. If I was going to a girl's crib and I'm like, yo, just in case, you know, girls been lining people up lately, this is her address, yeah, bro.
Exactly.
And we always did that. You know what I'm saying? This is where I was last at. And maybe you shouldn't be messing with those type of girls, but you never know nowadays, right?
So no, I think it's
take the
it's
risk.
Definitely fair.
You take the risk. I remember one time I put it to the spot. I'm like, yo, I don't know, bro. Of course.
Of course he did.
What? I'm a warrior.
When I met them,
I'm an Aztec warrior.
I was alone in Miami. I said, I'm going to these girls' hotel room. Here's their address. Here's their hotel address. So if you don't hear from me after tonight.
They killed me.
They killed me.
Yeah. Like, Darren knows. Typically, if I'm like hanging out with my homegirls and I'm drinking, like.
She ain't making it nowhere.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep wherever we land, you know, because one, I know he doesn't want me to drive home. Mm-hmm. If I did try to drive home, he'd be like, why would you drive home? Why would you not call the driver? Why would you not get an Uber? Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, if I'm already in Brooklyn, it doesn't make sense to call a driver to take me to Westchester for me to drive back.
Get my car in the morning, you know? Typically why I be driving home.
And I don't
be liking to leave my car nowhere.
I'm not going to speak for your husband, but I feel if you said to your husband, hey, I'm about to go out with my single friend and 2 guys she met off Tinder, he'd be like, well, for what? Like
alarms.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying like yeah, that's... Yeah, so like even your pattern doesn't even matter. Your situation is inexcusable.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Unless she set it up as she invited 2 guys. Or no.
One guy, and just hanging
out with somebody, and the other guy showed up.
Yeah,
that's something different. But
that don't happen, bro. Like nobody.
It does happen.
Men are just accompanying other men really to meet a girl.
I feel like for the case of the storytelling, she said
2 guys.
But you really never really know how it happened. He probably had an extra friend and was like, okay, I'm meeting this girl, but she has 2 friends with her. So I guess it's okay if you tag along.
And she was drinking.
Bro, what? We gonna sit here and act like people don't be clicking up for double dates?
Okay, I'm not acting like nothing, but I'm just saying that we don't know.
She said, I'm about to be with my girl. And he said, I bet I'm gonna bring my homie.
Right.
And then they both
ask who you with.
Yeah, and then you with anybody? Yes, yeah, I'm with my girl. Is it cool if I bring my homie? Yeah, bring him.
They make us up.
And then she's like this.
Yeah, you are.
She like this. Look, they from Greece, and you know Greek. You know Greek men. You know how they like to do it. They treat women like queens.
They
be tricking on them.
Really?
What?
They say, here we go.
Come on, bro. Mediterranean men are known to splurge on women.
I want to know.
They try. That's how they get 90% of their women.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, see, you doing a Rico
stat. Make a trip to Santorini?
That's a Rico stat, but I got Mediterranean friends, and I had Mediterranean women, you know what I'm saying?
I love Mediterranean food.
And
wait, so can I ask?
And I had Mediterranean food.
Have you guys ever been in the female situation though. Have you guys ever went out and just the night took you away?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it took me the fuck away. I didn't like it.
Innocently.
You can't.
Innocently.
Ain't no innocent. Before I saw the water, I knew that there was a current. And I said, fuck it, I'm going with the current. And I just.
You sassy.
Nah, I just jumped into the fucking current. Like, that's it. Like,
I definitely have, but I didn't end up messing with nobody. No, like, I'm talking, just out kicking it.
You talking about for men or you talking about for Aaron?
No, I meant everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have you gone out and your phone died and you were just having a good time and
it's 10 a.m.
And you didn't worry about texting whoever you needed to text?
Your spouse.
Your whatever.
Honestly, I'm sorry. I know where you're going with this because I've definitely done that, but before I was married. But even if I just let the night go, my husband still knew where I was.
Yeah. So my
point, he knew my friends. Like we all went to school together, so he knew. Oh, they got her. I ain't got to worry about it. She's fine.
My point in saying that is, if you've ever been in that situation, and as Rico said, he was swept with the current.
You like jumped in.
No, yeah, I made that choice. It was a conscious decision.
But you did not contact who you were supposed to contact because you knew you were doing no good.
And so was she.
That's my point. But that's my point in asking because if you did not make the effort to reach out to your partner, then you were doing something that you felt like would be inexcusable the next morning. Like, oh, my phone just died.
And you know what the worst part is?
Oh, I just got drunk and I couldn't find a charger or I didn't think about it or whatever. It's bullshit. Because the first thing I'm thinking about, if I don't have any communication, like my phone is dead or something, I'm asking my friend for her phone. So
do you know your partner's number by heart?
I mean, I usually do.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. It took me a long time.
Why does, if this is your husband.
That's why your friends should have your partner's number.
Yeah, but we've already.
Aaron is over here, sleep on the couch.
Yeah, but we already agreed to that,
if
right?
Aaron needed to text Darren from my phone here, girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the thing is, anyways, we've been already agreed to that. But the point is.
Did we?
If, yes.
We
if,
didn't.
Okay, we could play it back. If, what's it called? If the guy feels like, if the guy doesn't have her number for an emergency, right? Because he said he was sending like a worry text, right?
He don't have his friends.
He don't even have the friend. That goes to show that's a friend that either one, they don't on good terms. Two, is not more so of a newer friend.
Say it.
She's a hoe, right? And he don't like her and he don't trust her. And now
why he worried.
If it was just the other friend.
He's not worried about her safety. He's worried about if she fucking other dudes.
Well, both. Because
the whole time I'm thinking that he's worried about her safety.
No, I felt like I led I was not really concerned.
Yes. Oh, no. He was like.
You being sarcastic.
Wait, are you being sarcastic or no?
I'm 1,000% being serious.
Wait.
I thought he was worried about her safety.
I actually.
I ain't worried.
No way.
You ain't worried about her safety.
Wait, what? That was not in the prompt either.
Actually, I take everything I said back. All right. She was a good woman doing good things.
Got that.
She had all good intentions of being home and being safe. And it was only a joke, bro. She didn't cheat on you.
I actually said from jump.
Because in case any of my friends have ever been in a situation.
Not because I was genuinely concerned about you.
That was a disclaimer.
This was warnings. The texts were warnings.
Basically.
I was not really concerned. I know you're good. You're ignoring me, bitch.
Like, little bald headed bitch.
And he said the phone was off. I don't think he didn't say it was dead. If this is new, I believe that even if your phone is off, the Find My iPhone still works, right?
I don't know that to be true.
Okay, turn your phone off. It's gonna say Find My iPhone.
Nobody has my location, so we can't test that.
I'm saying it'll tell you on your screen.
I don't know. One time I lost my phone at homecoming.
No,
I think it died.
That don't count.
Oh, okay.
Wait, when was homecoming?
No, but if it died.
Couple years ago.
Would the location still be on?
No, that's what I was trying to understand. I think it died, but I was still able to find it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's a newer feature. So it definitely is a newer feature. You can definitely track your phone even if it is off with iCloud.com.
I know I don't usually agree with y'all, but I actually do think she was up to some fuck shit. I mean, at the end of the day, if you know if your spouse is the person that needs a message to be like, hey, I'm going to be home late.
A check-in.
You know what I'm saying? And isn't, I don't care where you at, what you doing, whatever. Just to say, we out. Things, you know, whatever. We're going to be out longer than planned. Like, at a very minimum. And I think if you know that about your spouse, you have to, like, concede to that. You do. So, I don't know. I do. She was out there doing some.
Even if you was doing something, just send a text. Goddamn, stupid.
She woke up. She took a shower.
So stupid. Brushed
her teeth. She washed it off.
Like, you brought a toothbrush, too?
How do you know you had a toothbrush?
Because you came at 10 a.m. You
ain't just a toothbrush.
And she came, and look, and she came happy. You come home happy at 10 a.m. Like, why are you glowing?
Nah. He said, boy, we had a time last night.
Too bad she couldn't get
time last night.
Look at Rome. I'm stupid. Too bad she couldn't get in the house.
Yo, I cannot imagine if I... if I don't care how wrong I am. If I pull up to my own house.
10 a.m.
My house.
10 a.m.
I don't give a... My house.
Aaron is that bitch.
And I can't get in? You can go put my stuff outside on the deck or whatever, be mad, have your little temper tantrum, but you gonna lock me out of my house?
You don't have to call the police on me, baby.
Oh, no. I'm acting... I want the neighbors to see.
Oh, shit.
And they gonna be recording you and they gonna put you in the shade room.
She gonna be on TMZ. So... Aaron T. Campbell.
Right. Y'all, can you imagine rolling up to your
somebody
own house?
Somebody call my daddy.
Yeah. Yes. My daddy gonna break into the... He got a one of them...
She gonna be walking up and down the street like, nah, somebody better call my daddy because...
I ain't gonna lie. If I paid the phone bill or your phone off, I'm gonna keep it off.
Not gonna lie. I have... when my dad stopped paying my phone bill, which was...
I'm so sad.
I don't know. He paid it for a long time. But when he finally kicked me off, only I have paid for my phone bill. I learned from the from wise women before me. Pay for your own phone bill.
Well, I was under my mama plan at first. And she told my ass that I need to pay a bill around here.
How much?
Then I got stuck on a plan with my sister. But I'm the primary person on the bill. So I'd be like, the bill is on
my money?
The 13th. Hello. Like, can you send it, please?
I just sent my brother like a spreadsheet of like his bills for the, like when I was in Houston and me and my brother lived together. I'd be like, the water, the gas, the lawn, the housekeeper, the rent, the everything. You drank my bottle of tequila. Tequila.
Oh, you're mean.
No, ain't nothing like coming home from a stressful day and you done got your mouth ready to have a drink of that 100% agave. Okay.
Oh, we know.
And he done wrapped his lips around it.
No, I know.
And drank my shit.
My dad be drinking my whole bottles of wine. Like, I'll come home and the whole shit is empty. Mm. Gone. Garbage. Seen in the recycling can.
Yeah, but he's paying the bills.
That doesn't matter. Did you buy the bottle? Did you buy the bottle?
Did you pay for the room?
Did you buy the bottle?
Did you buy your bed?
Did you pay the water?
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm be honest. I'm very like courteous about that kind of stuff. Because even now when I go home and my brother always, he'll have like food that he brought back from work. And I'll be like, hey, can I eat some of this? You know, even though I done already took it out in preparation to make my plate. I'm going to wait till he respond to be like, yeah, God. And if he tells me no, I can't imagine. But, you know.
I'm going to still take a bite.
I would tell you no just for prepping yourself. Because, bitch, why you already have the fork
he
out?
Doesn't like, know that.
No. I haven't even warmed it up. I haven't messed with the food yet. I'm just taking it out, waiting for my yes.
Just in case, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be my dad with my cookie in his hand like, can I have this? You're already touching it, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just like...
Nah, I'd be like, put it back.
That's terrible.
Put it back.
I think the only people you can do that to is your parents. Like, I'll just go in there and just eat my mama's stuff or my daddy's stuff, like growing up.
I don't do that because I really don't like it done to me. Like, it really boils my blood. Mm-hmm. So I cannot do that to other people.
It's really, honestly, it only bothers me when I have my heart set on it. Yeah, I was like, oh, I can't wait. Like, I had a cheesecake from Cheesecake one time, the mango joint.
The Cheesecake Factory,
yeah.
Give it a shorter name.
Yeah. Right? The mango cheesecake from... what's it called? From Cheesecake Factory one time. And I had half of it left because you know they're 1,000 calories. You know what I'm saying?
The whole thing?
Yeah, one slice. Oh. About 1,000 calories.
They put sour cream in there.
That's
shit.
A lot. Right?
So, you said what?
That's a lot.
It's a lot. So I would eat half and then I would break it. Yeah, it's a lot. 3,500 is 1 pound. So it's almost a third of a pound. Right? So I ate half of it and then I would leave the other half. And then one day I was like, I can't wait to fuck this cheesecake up. I came home. First of all, not only was it gone, it was still there, like with just a little whipped cream at the top. And I was like, and I couldn't be too mad because my girl told me how I had did it to her, like, about a week prior.
Oh, well, you deserved it. Okay,
but I was like, yo, but
look at God.
It hurt. Karma.
See, sometimes you just gotta like show people how I really feel. That's all. Mm-hmm. It's not even being petty. It's just, those are the rules that we established. We're eating each other's food, even though
but she'd be like, I don't even eat leftovers. So then I eat her leftover and she got a problem.
She's still on that?
I don't know.
Nah, babe, we eat leftovers at my crib.
This guy asks, should he leave her or does she cheat? What did he ask?
Sorry.
Leave.
I want to answer his question because I know the answer.
He said, I want to believe her. Okay. You want to be stupid.
Yeah.
Yo, you really love her.
Your wife cheated.
I'll just say this. I think maybe it'll come out, but it would, again, they're married, and if he doesn't have proof, and he can find proof, I suppose.
Well, they're married, right?
Yeah.
But if he doesn't have proof.
My answer doesn't apply then.
To just get divorced, I don't know. That's a hard one.
My advice would be get your lick back just in case, but say you believe her.
What? Don't get your lick back. Just leave. I'd say leave. Because at the end of the day, I'm not here to go cheat for cheat. No, it's not that it's okay. She just had the power.
She thought she could get away with it, though.
She don't got the fear of losing him.
That's what I'm waiting. Is there something about the alibi?
It probably ain't an alibi. It's probably you.
Her alibis are her friends, and you can't trust their alibi.
Nah, I want to hear this alibi.
Coming home at 10 a.m. with the niggas.
To the restaurant that they went to. And you got to go to their server.
I'll leave the door open.
You guys serve three women.
No gun.
Two Greek men.
I might.
Where did
all Diddy?
Did they all leave together?
All Diddy, all Diddy is crazy. Diddy's not in jail, sir.
Well, they're doing things. So you want to be there?
Oh gosh!
All Diddy, he said he got a gun waiting on his girl to get home.
That's what Diddy did?
No, I'm saying him. He said
I don't know why that's all Diddy either. I don't get it.
Because you're going to jail. You know what they do in jail?
A hammer.
They kill themselves.
Guys,
sheets.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this young lady. So
me too.
Leave that. Whoop that trick.
Okay, y'all. Okay, we gonna be serious. All right, and see. So it says I've been married for 14 years. My husband and I have a great marriage. I have always gotten along with my in-laws. There are no periods in this thing. Jesus Christ. I have always gotten along with my in-laws. My husband, who is close to his family, came to tell me his mother is getting old and she's moving in with us. He did not ask me, and I'm furious. There is zero periods, y'all. This is so hard to read. Nah.
Dug through it.
Oh.
They want to see me, bro.
I know. I didn't stutter.
I'm waiting on it.
Oh, it won't happen. Right. Keep waiting. And I'm furious.
Hold your breath.
Right, yeah.
That's the word.
Hold your breath. And I'm furious. We do have the space, but he didn't discuss this with me. And he placed her house on the market. I told him if she moves in here that I'm moving out.
Damn.
So do I need to really read what all the stuff Alan wrote?
I don't think so, no.
This ain't the protagonist.
That wasn't you, right? You didn't do that?
I thought we were supposed to act these out.
Okay. I was like, before we cut his ass, it wasn't you, right, Marie?
Okay, so any like initial responses to this?
My initial response was he was wrong for not discussing it with her. Not asking, at least, like, can my mom come in here? Because she's getting old, blah, blah, blah. I think she was a little dramatic for saying, if she move up in here, I'm moving out. I think that was dramatic. I think so.
I mean,
Actually, I wanted to ask, did the prompt say they did or didn't have the space?
It said they did have the space.
Oh.
So. We do have the space.
Yeah.
I see the problem here. I just think that as a married couple, it is a little dramatic to say that you are moving out of the house if the mom has to move in. I just think it's a little dramatic. Obviously, right. There's a problem with the husband not asking at all.
There's a power trip.
There's a, yeah, definitely power play. But I'm not moving out the goddamn house.
I mean, to be honest with you, my main question is, who pays the goddamn bills?
Why does that matter?
Because if the son or the husband, right? He just been wanting people to be in his same misery loves company. I swear to God. So if the son or the husband,
yeah,
pays the bills, I do think that communication is key in any relationship. Regardless, I'm a firm believer in planning and strategizing and making sure that everybody you know agrees to it, and then implementing whatever needs to be done. However, to move out if he pays all the bills is ridiculous to me. You know, I think that does play a big portion in it, because he might feel entitled because of that, in all honesty.
But that is the problem, that he feels entitled, but they share a living space. So you feeling like you get to make all of the decisions because you pay. I mean, I understand.
It's his mother. I'm not saying that he gets to just up and change the entire living room. I'm saying it's his mom and his mother, the woman that brought him into this earth, needs a place to stay. If he pays all the bills, I do think it needs to be ran by his wife if he's married. However, that shouldn't be a determining factor for you to move out.
If they're married, I'm sure they have.
Wait, were they married? Before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are married.
14 years.
If they're married 14 years, then she's probably privy to her ailing health, and they should have had a conversation saying what's going to happen when my mom gets sick, and for her to overreact like that, she can go.
Ciao.
I mean, you got to choose your mother over your dying mother over.
It's gonna be temporary. Like, I mean, how
she's
like?
Die.
Yeah, like.
Well, yeah, if we're talking about a decline in health, it kind of seems like, what is it? She's getting old.
She's not getting younger.
I don't know, because you know what? In all honesty, I don't want to live with nobody's old ass mother either. If the mom is moving in, and let's just say the husband is not really home, that will play a big part, because she's probably going to be like, if let's just say the woman is a stay-at-home wife, or you know, maybe she's home more often than her husband, and now she's the one that's realistically aiding and dealing with his mother, then I could understand why, because he's throwing really a responsibility more so on her rather than himself. Now, if that isn't the case, then obviously it's not. But I could see why somebody could be like, yo, I don't want to be the one to deal with your, or I don't want to have to be your mother's aide 24/7 while you're at work. I don't want that responsibility, you know. I think that could be a problem, because I'm not going to lie. If my girl said, hey, my mom is moving in to our house, I'd be like, both y'all niggas could go. like, no offense to her mom, but I'm like,
no offense.
I just don't want to deal with nobody's mother. I don't even want to live with my own mother, like, let alone live with somebody else's mom. And especially if I'm the one paying the bills, we're going to have to negotiate now, you know? So, no.
Or didn't you just say that she should have been allowed to move in?
No. Well, I'm saying if I was the one paying all the bills, then I'm making executive decisions.
But it's like, I understand that you feel like you make executive decisions if you pay all the bills, but does that not come with a conversation, like, with your partner, who your wife, who you are married to, that you share a living space with?
Sometimes it's a ask for forgiveness and not permission. And that's just is what it is. Now, I'm not saying that we don't converse about all the decisions, but executive decisions that you feel that you need to make? Because clearly, I mean, for him to just say she's moving in with us is realistically like, it seems like it's pretty urgent. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not another option at that moment. And if I have to make the executive decision.
That's why I asked about her health. Niggas said she just got old. So I just want to know, what she said?
My grandpa lived by himself.
Is she dying in the next 3 months? Like, what's going on?
She didn't. There's nothing that states that she has health issues. It just says she old. So maybe we shouldn't consider health in this in this scenario. I think I agree with everybody in the sense that there should have been a conversation. However, there is only one queen of the castle. I don't care how you slice that pie. That there's going to be a conflict in that house because that man at this point now has to figure out the pecking order between his mama and his wife. Now, I don't know what kind of fool ass dude this is to put himself in that kind of situation. Like, that is crazy. Because now you're literally, it's going to always be them pitted against each other, even if they have never had an issue. Because the wife is going to expect to come first, and the mother is going to expect to come first.
So
what does he do?
I thought that was part of For Better or For Worse. I thought that was tied into like marriage where, I've never been married. So I'm saying, like, that doesn't happen. Like, if one of your mothers gets sick,
we're not talking about sick.
Okay. One of your mothers has to move in.
Why she got to move in?
Maybe she can't afford to live on her own.
Honestly, with me, that isn't my issue. I just want to make that clear. If there was a conversation and you feel like your mom's getting old, you don't want her living by herself, if we have a conversation about it, we can arrange for her to be here under whatever conditions or whatever. But we have to have that conversation, laying that out. I don't think that my problem would be her being there, period.
The problem with her being there is that she would be there without the full consent of her daughter-in-law. That is what creates the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I agree with that.
But that in itself, that creates just an issue problem that didn't have to be there in the first place. And to be honest, if you brought it to me, I could be like, oh, well, she got a house, means we can sell it. We can either put her in a place, because you know they have like those assisted living places where you literally have your own space, they clean for you, they do all your food for you. You live in an apartment by yourself, you got you and your elderly senior citizen friends, like it's a whole setup, it's like a thing. And she could have lived there with the proceeds from the house. We could have made her like a little casita in the back where she has her own space. We could have redone the basement to where she has her own space and anything to make sure we don't have issues in this house.
Did you just like describe like a
nursing home?
It's not a pimp. No, it's a thing. That's normal. It's very normal.
You know what? Parents literally be like, you know when they think that their kids, they're getting old and their kids are treating them not so great, they're going to be like, oh, my kids are going to put me in a nursing home. And they always say that as a bad thing. Aaron over here is talking about, you got your senior citizen friends, you got to hang out,
I'm telling you, it is a community. My cousin, okay, so me and my cousin, we share grandparents, but then her other set of grandparents live like, I don't know, 1 minute away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently my uncles were just fucking all the chicks that live in that little community. Good anyway, man. My other cousin, his grandparents live across the street.
Great man.
Yeah, so they had nothing to do. But anyway.
I got that too.
Great man. So they just sold their house and I asked my cousin, I said, hey, you know, where they doing? Where they going? She said, oh, they're just going to go to a community. You know, like at a certain age, you don't want to deal with like the upkeep and the maintenance of a house. So you go to a community where you got homies. They take care of your food. You don't have to cook. They clean for you. Like, it's a thing.
You sell it real good.
No, I don't.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's not a convalescent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a nursing home. It is a
one step above it.
Yeah. Community.
You know, and the thing is.
And no youngins allowed either.
Yeah. Hell no.
Oh, it's a club.
It's a club. It's a boys' club.
It's a boy.
Shut up, Rico. My thing is, you know, I feel as if I've been married for 14 years, and I'm not saying that this is their situation, I'm just speaking in general, it really like baffles me when you don't understand, for example, like I'm looking at it from a culture standpoint. A lot of different cultures, you know, they take on their parents when their parents get to a certain age. And if I'm married for 14 years and I can probably see that has happened, or we might have had a conversation about it, and but not necessarily specified it for our situation. Like you kind of got to roll with some punches. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that when you come to, especially if that's a man who's extremely close to his mother, like you got to expect certain things, right? Like some men that, like you said, there is only one queen in the castle. And I do agree, some men cannot balance a wife and a mother. It's not easy, especially when one wants to be, you know, deemed first and the other one, yeah, they both want to be deemed first. So it is a struggle. But however, some men are really mama's boys. And you should know what kind of man you got. And if your man is choosing your mother, his mother over you, he was always doing that. That didn't just start right now that her health is declining. And
her health is not, I mean, not declining.
Her age is growing, right? It didn't just happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really, like, you could, you know how they say, like, you know, if a man treats his mom a certain way, you could kind of get an idea. Okay, cool. But if his mom is still alive, she's still first, right? If you're basing it on that. So you kind of got to accept that. And then I'd be like, put yourself in his mother's situation. If you were older and you had a son, assuming she did, you know, and she had a son and she's like, yo, you know what? This bills are too much, or maybe the house is too big, or maybe for whatever reason I need to get out this house. Maybe the memories are, you know, tormenting me, whatever the case may be, but I just want to be around family for my last 10 years, right? You might want that same comfort. Now, you might not, but at the same time, you just got to take it into consideration, because I just don't see you getting upset to a point where you're willing to jeopardize your marriage over him wanting to kind of secure the safety of his mother in the same household when you have the extra space.
But you also have the extra money.
Yeah, maybe it's temporary. Maybe they need to sell the house and then, you know.
Don't fight the facts.
She had a house?
Yeah, a house on the market.
But they didn't sell it though yet, right?
It was put on the market.
Yeah, so maybe, and again, so if it's put on the market, maybe it might change once the house is sold. I have zero clue, right? We're limited on some of the facts here, but I mean, have a conversation like, hey, listen, I understand it. Da-da-da-da, let's figure this out. What's the game plan when she gets in here? But to say, if she comes in, I'm out. It's like, you never put a man in an ulterior motive position to choose between you and their mother.
He put himself there.
Nah, when she made a decision saying that she's willing to leave.
He made the decision.
Nah, he made decisions that she was coming.
Okay, so he put himself in the position, but she gave the ultimatum.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That is merely a consequence. Why are we talking about the consequence when we need to be talking about the root cause of all of this?
Which is not communicating.
Thank you. Like, and I'm gonna use a prime example. So I'm my dad's only child, and I already know it's gonna be on me, right? My dad doesn't want to ever live in New York, you know. So I'm just hoping that he's in good health and whatever as for the time that we're here, you know. But if that's not the case, I've already told Darren, like, I don't have a choice. My dad at some point may have to live with us. May not. My dad would not want to live with us. That I know. But if he had to, I was like, we could accommodate, but he gonna need to be by himself. He gonna need to have his own little basement apartment or a little tiny house to the in the back of the house or something to where he can still be like independently living, you know. But again, that comes from a conversation. Because if my dad was in our house, he would be miserable.
Yeah.
You know, because that's still my daddy, like y'all say. That's my daddy, so I'm going to pick my daddy first. You know, see how ridiculous that sounds? But anyway.
That's understandable, though.
What? Yeah. It's not understandable.
I understand it. I mean, I think family would trump your marriage.
you're okay. That's where you're wrong.
I was about to say, I feel like we know that you're, once you get married, you have a new family, right? Your husband, your wife is supposed to now come before your parents. In this situation, I feel like you would have no choice but to feel like you need to be there for your parents. Like, is that what you're saying? Like, if your dad was living with you and I don't know, maybe he was just old or his health was declining and he had no one else but you, mm-hmm. you would have to make him your first priority.
No, my first priority would be to have a conversation with my husband to see if that's something that we can even accommodate.
What if he said no?
Then we got to figure it out. That means maybe I got to dig into my pockets and send my daddy to a active elderly community.
I mean, you know? Yeah, I think so. I do see that. I mean, you are fortunate to have other options, right? Some people may not be. And I do understand that at some point, regardless to being married or not, there are some people, if they are married, they're still going to choose their family. There are some people who, like their parents, okay. Right? Their immediate family, right?
Their immediate family is their wife and their
kids.
No,
your okay. immediate family right, so is now your husband.
So, all right, well then.
Your parents are actually not relatives.
Okay, so your relatives, right? So they might choose their mother, or they might choose their father, or they might choose their brother, or they might choose their sister. So on the opposite end, there are some people who are going to put their marriage first, especially for, you know, specific reasons. But I do think that a conversation should always be had. But I don't ever think that there should ever be an ultimatum. I don't think there should ever be an ultimatum, because the second that you position an ultimatum, you have now acted out of pride and ego, right? And insensitive to whatever the situation is. And now you're expecting the person to not respond with the pride and the ego too. And a lot of people, like, if you give me an ultimatum, I'm more likely to choose the one that's going to not be in your benefit just because you had the audacity to present an ultimatum. And it's not good. But for me, when I feel like you're pushing me against the wall, pushing my back against the wall and saying, all right, I do agree there's a consequence, right? I do agree that there's right?
I agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
I agree that there's saying, a
consequence, but sometimes, like, it doesn't have to be that serious.
This is like merely an effect, though. So, if you're saying you're acting out of ego and you said something else, ego and something else.
Pride.
What was he acting out of when he says...
Concern? Like, my family, my relatives.
No, I get that. But, like, not having a conversation with your wife and just telling her, okay, this is what's happening. You make me cock my neck back. Because, like, nigga, what you mean?
Panic, though, because that's his mother. That's what I'm saying.
Like, or understanding.
You need to have a conversation. But also, like, it's my mother.
The one person that birthed me. The
conversation was probably.
I don't know. I don't think that she's not understanding of that. I just think it's the audacity to not have the conversation.
I think it's the decision. I think
because the house was not put up for sale in a panic.
Well, what I will say is
there was time.
I don't think that there wasn't a conversation. I think there was a decision that was made. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, I think that there had to have been conversations that led up to this, but a decision that was made without her, you know, her side or her choice. And because she didn't have a choice in the decision, or she feels like she didn't have a say so in the decision, that's where we're getting the response from. And again, I do agree a conversation should always be had. And sometimes it could be a reason. Sometimes, in all honesty, you think your partner understands you and they don't. And it's like, my mom is my mother. Her house is up for, we're going to put her house up for sale. In the meantime, or in between time, however long this may last, I'm going to move my mother in. And she can easily say, okay, wait, time out. You're making this decision without me. And if you do decide to do that, then I'm out, right? That's how I grasp the reading. I think for me, that's too prideful And I do think that it could be wrong. And I understand how she feels that a decision is being made without her. But at the same time, he's expecting you to understand. I don't think he's really stepping on her toes and said, like, hey, choose. You either leave or you stay.
Okay. Let's look at the other side of this. Would y'all be fine if your wife was just like, my daddy moving in?
I think I... So... And
she said it like that.
I thought, and again, I'm not married, but I thought that was part of that whole little thing y'all do at the altar, for better or for worse.
What is for
that
worse,
whole little
though?
Thing?
The worst is the mother moving in.
No. That's not the worst.
The whole little thing is crazy.
We're not taking vows talking about other people.
But that's got to be part of it, because if you think about it, you got a whole ass adult that raised the adult that I married moving in.
So should they be standing at the altar with us?
They usually hand you them.
I think that's not part of the worst. In my mind, that's automatically part of the worst.
About you, that's what I think. Yeah. Isn't that what they're talking about?
Yeah, I would consider like knowing, like say you're, let's just say your mother is ill and I know that you're going to have to take care of her. So no, that means one, I'm accepting it. Two, I also am agreeing to help. I'm a part of that worst.
So the worst is only for the person you're marrying. It's not their family?
No, but it's their experiences. It's not the other people's experiences. Maybe it's how it affects them, but it's their experiences. So if they get sick, if they get laid off, if they have erectile dysfunction, if they got the sugars, if they, you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of thing.
Okay, but that all sounds like physical health, right? If my mother is sick, that's going to affect me emotionally and mentally. So that's part of that.
I don't know. I don't know how you and your mama are. I'm just saying.
No, in this situation, he's moving his mother in, so they got to be close.
Think about me having a bald-headed mother, and I'm like, oh.
Wow.
About me being emotional, like, that's not tied into that. Again, I'm not married, but I...
Personally, I don't... When I look at for better or worse, that's not what I consider for better or worse.
Aaron said that's not what she's signing up for.
Okay.
But yeah. I do think that...
In my mind, that's what I thought it was about.
I do agree, some people do marry families. Like, when you marry, you blend in your families, and some people do consider them, right? But it also can be individuals. You know what I'm saying?
But that's not who I vowed.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
I mean, all right, here's my thing.
That's why I said, should they have been up on the altar with us? Because...
Well, they were. But...
they weren't.
So here's my
thing. They did not stand before
the
pastor.
They give you away, though.
They give you away, and they stop where? Right here, the altar.
They be like, skedaddle, nigga.
They're at the ceremony.
Skedaddle. Take her.
but him?
Yeah.
So my thing is this. I could be wrong, right, which is rare. But if my girl was like, I'm moving my father in.
What's her daddy name? James.
John.
Shh, better get it right.
We're going to do this over, right? If I ask my... If my girl said to me, hey, I'm about to move my father in, right? And I'm like, all right, right? I say, okay. Well, because she really didn't give me a choice. She just made the decision without me. I don't feel like in a man, I'm never going to have a power dynamic with him. Like, I think that... Well, there's two types of men, of course. But there's men that's going to make it known, like, hey, listen, like, we're going to do this. We're going to figure this out. This is the solution. This might be what it is. But do know, this is my house. I feel like when it comes to women, they see each other like mom and daughters. They can see each other as eye to eye. And that's why it becomes a real power struggle. Versus a man is going to concede, right? And most men are going to be like, okay, cool. I identify him as the leader in this role, leader in this house, and he's going to fall behind. Or one somebody's going to submit. Like, there can't be two dominant men in one house, because it will only last but so long before one just submits.
I was about to say, well, what if that does happen? What if dad doesn't have? Even if dad does move in
the group, and even in a group of friends, right? It could be a new group. Right? Men could be in a new group of friends, and it's going to be two leaders.
Always, yeah.
Right? Either one's going to fall behind the other, or one's going to leave. They're not going to, like, they'll go into their little tit for tat, but it's not going to last too long. Right? Men don't have that long power struggle. It may be present, but they figure it out real quick. And then that just is what it is for however long that it may be. I think that, like, no, because a woman would make you choose. I don't think, like, I mean, and I'm not saying.
No, I think the man, I think the son is going to feel like he has to choose.
When he already made the choice.
Yeah. Good point.
That's and I agree with you as far as, like, men getting together and, like, understanding, like, okay, well, you can have it. Not, we don't all need to be chiefs.
Yeah,
you understand, like, and we understand that, and we all fall in line. Like, we may go back and forth, or whatever. But you saying your bald head mother coming in here, like, it's never like, oh, your bald head daddy coming in here.
He is bald.
But we don't even think about he that. Is. It's kind of like, all right, well,
damn, I got bald parents.
You think about, like, okay, you bald don't come in here,
bald headed baby.
Little peanut,
no hair, none.
Amanda be doing this. No, it's the tuck.
Yeah. Yo.
Do a pony.
Oh. The text is Frenchie's Spur Award. You know what's up.
Your mic was all the way.
They saw the hands. It don't even matter.
I went you to third it. Ward in Houston.
Did you eat Frenchie's while you were there?
I didn't. I didn't eat French, but I went to Third Ward.
You did?
Mm-hmm,
I did. You didn't even tell me that.
Yeah, I did. At dinner, and your friends was like, you went to Third Ward?
Really?
Uh-huh. They were like, it was ghetto over there.
No, it's not.
Your friends told me that.
First of all them niggas grew up in the suburbs.
I went to D Spot.
Oh, I actually don't go there.
Yeah, that's what they said was ghetto.
No, that place is ghetto. Like, people, like, multiple people have gotten shot there.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amanda's like, I'm right at home.
I actually would. I haven't been there in years. Like, no, yeah, you tripping. You should have asked me before.
A lot of my there. Houston stories, I was going to tell you, pull up, too.
And I would have told you.
We were going from place to place. And I'm like, all right, I think this place, this is our last settle for the night.
And how was it?
I was lit. I felt most of my Houston stories for that day was in that spot.
It's cool, but I'm not, stuff be popping off there. Like, I think that's a place, if I go, I'm really not going to, like, drink, because.
Stay on your toes.
And I need to have tennis shoes on, like, you know, it's just not.
You just got snuff.
It's just not the kind of place. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people have been shot there. But literally a couple blocks away is a place called The Spot. Ain't no shootings going on there. I've been going there for a very long time.
And it's like on a, like, close vicinity?
Literally on the same street.
Wow.
Literally. But anyway, shout out Houston, Texas. The CEO of Frenchie's Chicken hooked me up with my sweater, made me my hoodie. So yeah, I forgot what I was saying.
He's about to read something.
No, wait, I was going to say this. I personally would have an issue with my father being in the house simply because I know how I am with my dad. You know, I don't want to put myself in a position to where I'm treating my husband differently than I would otherwise because my dad is there. Everybody, I'm a daddy's girl. Like, let's say I normally will order something that needs to be put together. I'm just going to leave it and tell my husband to do it, you know? But my dad, I'm like, daddy, can you come do this? You know, or like, daddy, can you, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, that'll open my eyes. Like, oh, I've been getting the shit into the stick.
But I'm just saying, like, it's how I act with my dad. You know what I mean? And again, because I know that, I just wouldn't want to put myself in that situation to where I may do something that I'm not even trying to do, but it may make my husband feel a certain way, you know? And that's just me, like, being conscious of that. But like I said, we gonna build out the basement, and he can have his own little apartment down there. He can have little friends over. Like, you know, he can have his own little senior community in the basement, you know? So, yeah, you know?
Little senior friends.
He'll have his little apartment and, you know, not a big deal at all. So, and I feel like I would do that. I mean, like, my dad has given me a lot, like, growing up.
Would you look at your husband different if he was, like, I guess, like, for a woman, it's different, right? Well, first of all, you know what you made me think about when you said that? You ever seen that meme when it was, like, when you and your girl are at the dinner table with her parents and she say, daddy, pass me a salt, and you both reach?
And y'all looking
like what nigga? I'm the daddy. No, I'm the daddy. But
if my partner even dare moved his hand if I said that, we've been like, the fuck? No, at a dinner table? At a dinner table?
Is the one
that would be, see? I would be
it's the one that's in you, not the one that is the one that's in you.
Nah.
Hey, yo, I'm not gonna lie. I say this all the time.
I was about to say, you call Alan daddy at the dinner table?
Nah, but hold on.
How about you, Marie? Are you calling Gene daddy at the dinner table?
Wait, Aaron.
In front of your father?
Aaron.
Okay, that's my question.
I have a question for Aaron Campbell. Aaron T. Campbell.
In front
Campbell.
Of your brothers?
I have a question for Aaron T. Campbell. Have you ever called your husband daddy under any circumstances?
No.
Oh shit!
I don't even think she's lying. I don't even think she's lying.
Well, some women don't, and some men don't even like it, right?
Not at all.
But my thing is this. My thing is this. I really had an epiphany, and I was like, "Oh shit! My daughter might be calling another nigga daddy in about 20 years."
20.
It better be.
Or maybe, how old is she?
Maybe 18, 16, 16.
How old is she? Is she 3 already? Is she 2? She will be 3.
After she's 2. About to be 3.
Damn.
After 2.
She got.
After 2. Yeah, she's about to be.
18 more years.
Okay, I'll go. Oh, I mean, look, if she makes it to 18, I'll be grateful, right? In this world nowadays, she, I don't 12 know.
12 more years. She'll be 15, high school.
She'll be locked
maybe
up.
Maybe circle jerking.
That's in Texas.
Don't say that.
They do that over here.
They do that in Houston.
Yeah, this how you do it, right? Oh, this, yeah. But I had that epiphany, you know what I'm saying? Because there's been many girls that call me daddy, and I'm like, you got a father. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't me.
You got a what?
You got a father. And it ain't me. But I ain't gonna lie, like, you know, if it is, it is, you know. But okay, that's all I wanted to ask. Oh, wait, no, I
think the world gave Rico a daughter on purpose.
My other thing I wanted to ask you was this.
On purpose.
Aaron, would you feel hypothetically,
mm-hmm.
If there was a situation where, let's just say, like, your husband had to move in his mother, and maybe you've always seen like your husband in this light. Now, I take him to be like a very like stern, stand up, but fun, easygoing guy.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say like he moves his mother in, and he's like a big baby, right, to his mom.
Like what kind of baby? Like a titty baby?
Yeah, you could tell like he's a coddled by his mother.
What's a titty baby?
I don't.
You know what I'm trying to say, like he's like 40 years old, still calling his mom mommy. Like mommy.
Oh no.
Like would you look at your husband differently?
If you call her mommy when I know I've never in my life seen you do that, but like, what is your problem?
like he's a man with you, but he's still a baby with her.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this, like, sorry.
Break it up.
Tear it up. It ain't mine. Right. I tear all this shit. No, I'm joking.
Care that shit?
So, like, when we first moved here, our house was getting built. So we lived at my mother-in-law's. So, I mean, I do know what it's like living with her, but it was her home and it was huge, but she was still the queen of that castle.
Yeah.
So I was always still very conscious of that, even though I never had any issues. I mean, literally never. You know, it was always in the back of my mind, like, I don't want to do anything to maybe
overstep
or offend or anything, even if it's just me being me, you know what I'm saying? But that was because I just didn't want her to feel a certain way, you know? Especially because I was leaving my own home where I own and do my own thing, and I was queen of that castle and going to somebody else's house, you know what I'm saying? My mother-in-law, she loves her son. Baby, she loves her son. but I also think my mother-in-law makes a concerted effort to not overstep as a mother-in-law. But I don't know if that's like respect for me, respect for him, or just...
I think it's respect for you guys, for our marriage.
Yeah, I get what she's saying. No. I get what Aaron's saying. Aaron is saying it doesn't have to be for the individual it could just be for the situation. And yeah, the situation causes for a marriage and a temporary stay while their house gets built. It doesn't mean that you respect that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, she could just respect the fact that her son is married to a woman and he and she's respecting the marriage in total. But that doesn't mean she respects Aaron. And I'm not saying that she doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not the same.
Yeah, I think she, I see this even with respect to, you know, his siblings and their spouses. Like, she, I think that she's very conscious of the things that she'll say or even what she'll do. You know what I mean? To, like, even with the kids or with the other spouse or whatever. And one, I appreciate that because that means that either it's happened to her and she's making a conscious decision to not carry that on into our marriages, or she just doesn't want to create any friction in our marriage when she already knows there's enough friction and issues and challenges as it is being married, you know, especially considering she knows how, as far as business, everything is intertwined. So there's always a level of stress that never leaves. We don't just sit around and talk about vacation, you know, at dinner. It's going to always go back to the business, you know, so that there's just a level of stress that doesn't ever leave.
So do you think she would come into, if she were to move in with you, like what the story is about, that she would forget that mutual respect?
No.
No, I think so that I mean, there would be no, there would be boundaries.
Yeah, like because she does it now.
Yeah,
she like in.
It'll be a shocker if she didn't.
Yeah,
but so what I'm saying is, wouldn't you be more, not gracious, but wouldn't you be more accepting or willing to have her in there, being that she's already showing you the respect before she?
Yeah, but that's my mother-in-law.
Okay,
I ain't talking about this another mother-in-law. I'm talking about my mother-in-law.
Okay, but
and another person.
Say that was his mother-in-law too. Like the wife never had a problem. I mean, since we're just throwing scenarios.
But not having a problem in actually, like, genuinely enjoying my mother-in-law and knowing how she already treats me, mm-hmm. I think it's very different. I think in this scenario, there was probably, like, a level of respect or a level of, you know, this is mama, X, Y, and Z. But...
Well, she said they got along, so there's no problems there.
I don't know. I just don't. When I read this, I didn't feel like that story resonated with me with respect to my mother-in-law.
But I think if it did, maybe that was why he came up with that solution. Like, oh, it shouldn't be a problem. And that's why he was able to go through and say, hey.
And that's something we just don't know.
You know, we're cool. And
maybe
they had that mutual respect and it wasn't a problem this whole time. So now, I'm going to make that decision. Now why is it
I think it also depends too, like a lot of people aren't family oriented and that's another thing. Some people are really family oriented, you know what I'm saying, and it's hard to get somebody who isn't family oriented to understand your family dynamic. And it doesn't matter what you do or how many conversations you have, they're always going to be on the outside looking in because they've grown up or they've learned to live without. So for them it's never as severe as it is for you or prioritized as it is for you. And I think that is what's causing a lot of the friction, you know, because if somebody else had a similar family dynamic and relationship with their parents, they would be more so understanding. And I think the root cause too is the fact that he doesn't understand that his wife doesn't understand his dynamic with his mother. And he's assuming. And because he's assuming, he's thinking it's not going to be a problem, because I highly doubt he wants to jeopardize his marriage of 14 years by moving his mother in his house.
Or maybe he does.
And maybe if he does, then he's a genius. He found a way to get her out.
Everything needs to be a conversation and expectations have to be communicated. And I guess the overarching theme of that is you have to have boundaries. Even with your spouse, regardless of whether whoever you're bringing into the situation, into your house, into your marriage, like the boundaries that you and your spouse have established are literally what's gonna, I guess, make or break whether y'all can continue to be together, especially as it relates to this lady in her 14-year marriage with her husband, whose mama, who bald-headed mama finna move in with them. So.
She probably Latina too. Like, she got long hair.
Why you say that?
I could just tell.
I don't think it would have been an issue.
I think that
she was Latina.
No, the mom.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it would have been an issue.
No, the mom is. I don't think the wife is.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you.